One of the world's largest corporate consulting firms is apologizing for its work to turbocharge sales of OxyContin and other opioid drugs. McKinsey & Company work closely with Purdue Pharma, as we hear from NPR's Brian Mann.
Internal documents newly revealed as part of lawsuits against Purdue Pharma show McKinsey's consultants working aggressively behind the scenes to help revive sales of opioids, which were declining because of public health concerns. One McKinsey proposal involved making secret payments to compensate other companies whenever someone became addicted or overdosed because of Purdue's medications. An internal email shows a McKinsey executive talking about the growing legal risk linked to Purdue Pharma and appearing to suggest, quote, eliminating all our documents and emails. In a statement, McKinsey now says they've stopped all consulting linked to opioids. They say their work for Purdue Pharma, quote, fell short of the company's ethical standards. Brian Mann, NPR News.
British health regulators are advising people in the UK to avoid Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccination if they have a history of serious allergic reactions. This comes after two people reported adverse effects on the first day of the vaccine's rollout. Both are said to be recovering in the UK. Clinical trials show the Pfizer vaccine is very effective at preventing people from becoming sick from the virus. Stocks finish lower on Wall Street. This is NPR News.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. You are tuned to All Things Considered. Coming up on the program, what retired General Lloyd Austin's nomination as Defense Secretary means for diversity within the Pentagon. Then, with a closely divided Congress, which could include Republicans holding the Senate, Joe Biden's economic agenda may depend on what his administration can do on its own. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, the latest COVID spike has most Colorado students learning from home. But before that, many were switching between remote and in-person learning due to quarantines and changing policies. Well, now teachers say switching things has taken a toll. We'll have that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered on CPR News. Rain and snow on the way, but not till tomorrow night. This is CPR.